on. Psalms 55 in verse 22. When you have that, would you say amen?
Amen.
Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Ain't that good?
Amen.
I don't know, when sometimes we read scripture, people that's like they don't pay much attention, but it's good to pay attention. And really, that's how you study the word of God. Begin to let it meditate what it's actually saying. In St. Matthew chapter 11. In verse 28-30. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. One last scripture, and then you can be seated in the presence of the Lord. In Philippians, all the way near the back, Philippians chapter 4, and we want to read verses 6 and 7. When you have that, would say amen. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7.
Amen.
Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplications, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You be seated in the presence of the Lord. Thank you for your standing. Thank the Lord for the scripture here upon today. And the message, the title of this message is Cast All Your Cares.
Amen.
Cast all your cares. Amen. And if there ever been a time that people need to learn how to cast their cares, it's a time that this is a time that we need to learn to cast our cares. Amen. Casting your cares means to, in other words, to cast something means like I'm going to throw it. In other words, I drop it down. I just, you know, in other words, you cast something. You just cast it out like that. You drop it. You don't hesitate with it. You don't play with it. You just like drop it. If you even, you know, pick up something hot, you're in your right mind, unless you can't feel the fire, you don't drop it. Amen? So that's what the Lord is saying. Cast, throw, toss, or pitch your cares. In other words, your concerns. Amen? Too many times I do and you do, we stew around with them in our mind. You stew around with stuff. Amen? Cares mean your concerns and those things that trouble you, those things that worry you. Amen? The anxieties and cares of this world. A lot of times he said, cast your cares. We just, just meditate on them day and night. Wake up meditating them. Go to bed and meditate them. Meditate them all day long. That's because they become to be worse. Worry. We worry to death about these things. Amen. And we worry too much. We can bring on sickness and disease in our bodies. Amen. But the Lord said, cast. In other words, soon you begin to feel worried. When you begin to feel stressed. Amen. Just to throw it off of you right there. Say, Lord, take this. Help me, Lord. Take this. Glory to God. I know sometimes, glory to God, when you just say, I'm not going to think. You can't just say, I'm just not going to think about that only. Sometimes that works and sometimes it don't. Sometimes you tell yourself, I'm not going to think about this. I'm not going to dwell on this. Amen. You try to pitch it and amen, you pitch it for a minute. It's back there again. Amen. Every time you pitch it, it's back there again. You got to say, Lord, take this concern off of me. Take this worry off of me. Glory to God. Edible shy. Glory to God. Handela Baha. So it's like casting your concerns, casting your cares upon the Lord. Amen. Say cast all. He didn't say cast some. He don't want you to walk around here heavy with none. But a lot of people don't know that. They don't go to church. They don't hear the word. They don't know what God has a solution to every problem that we go through. But we don't want to hear what God has to say. Amen. We want to live the way we want to live. But God got answers, honey. God got way. He make ways out of no way. God got answers to your solution. Amen. He is your solution. Amen. He knows just how to help you. Say, so casting all of your care or your concerns or your anxieties, your worry upon him. Upon who? Upon the Lord, because he can take it.
Amen.
He's God. Right. Amen? Amen. And beside him, there's not another. Amen. Somebody said, who is God? Where did God come from? The scripture said he came from Tina. In other words, he's self-existence. He is self-existent. I'd rather trust somebody that's self-existent than somebody that got flesh like me. Self-existing. He don't have to give answers to nobody. He's glowing. Nobody counsels him, and nobody can be has ever been his counselor. He's all-knowing, and he's an awesome God. Amen? He can take your problem. He can take my problem and the whole problem of the whole world and fix it. Somebody give God the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It says, cast all of your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Amen. Because he cared for you. And in the book of Psalms, it speaks about cast your burden. Your burden is your heavy load. It's the load that overwhelms you. Of the weight that overwhelms you. Your mind, whatever has been under a strain. He said, cast thy burden. It's that word again. Cast. I mean, don't linger with it. Don't toil with it. Drop it. Somebody said, I can't drop it. It seems to come back. Say, Lord, would you please take this off of my mind? God, would you take this from me? Call upon the name of Jesus. The Bible said the name of Jesus is a strong tower and the righteous run into it. And they'll say, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Give your problems unto the Lord. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor. All you that are stressed out. Come unto me. He said, and I'll give you rest. How many know God give you rest when the trouble's still going on?
Yes.
He knows how to give you rest, and you got the problem still going on, but you at peace. You got like, I can't understand this. I just feel like I'm in peace. I should be, you know, in other words, I would be all over the place, but I just feel content. I feel all right, though I'm in the midst of this trouble. It said, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. In other words, God will, in other words, he's going to strengthen me, sustain me. He's going to strengthen me. He's going to support me. He's going to help me. He's going to assist me. He's going to encourage me. With something that's sustained, that means it's not going under. When God said, I'll sustain you, that means you are not going to go under. You're not going to go under underneath the pressure. You may look back and thought, boy, how did I get through that? Because you know you would have went under if he wasn't helped you. He's sustaining you. In other words, he's keeping you on the tide. He's not letting you go up under the tide. He's keeping you balanced. How many know that God has kept them balanced? Amen. Amen. There's been a lot of hurricanes. Amen. And tornadoes that have come in our life. Glory to God. And you didn't even know how you was going to face tomorrow. But here you are today. You didn't know, glory to God, the things that you went through. You weren't for sure yourself what they're going to take you out. But you're here today. And like I told somebody, you're here for purpose. Amen. You're not God to despair you just to be here. But you got to find your purpose for why you're here. Somebody give God the praise. I was talking to somebody the other day, and they was talking about all what they went through. I said, but you know what? You're here for purpose.
Amen.
Somebody said, what is purpose? You have to find that out. What is his plans for you? For the Lord said, I know the plans. I know the thoughts. God said, I know the thoughts. Amen. See, God thinks. Somebody said, do God think? Yes, he thinks thoughts about you and me every day. God has a plan, and he has a plan, and he has a expect the end somewhere that he wants to take you at will be good in your life, a place in life. But how would you know that? You wouldn't know that if you don't pray to the Lord. And if you don't pray to the Lord, you don't talk to him. Amen. Glory. Every time your life is spared, it's spared for a reason. Somebody give God the praise. I said, every time your life is spared, it's spared for a reason. And you need to be finding out what that reason is. Amen. You know, I was telling somebody, I said, you know, the transition that I may be possibly be making in a week or so from where I'm at. I said, Lord, one thing I can say, I have really been busy out of this place. It's been like outreach ministry since I've been here. And if you're ready for me to go, I'm ready to go. Amen. And I've met a lot of good people over here. Glory to God. But if this is the end of my season of it over here, I'm ready to go because I'm about being productive. You know, it's good to be in the plan of God and the will of God. The best place that anybody could be is in the will of God, to be moving in that will. Glory to God. If the Lord were to come back and get me today, I might not have did enough as I can do, but I thank God for being able Glory to God. When he said move out into ministry, he said pass. He said that I stepped out in it. Amen. Moving in his purpose. Moving in my purpose. Everybody's purpose is not the same thing, but everybody needs to find one. Because, you know, purpose, when you have purpose, you have hope. Amen. When you have purpose, you have expectation. You have hope, and you have purpose. You have a reason to live to see another day. Some people say, well, I don't have nothing to live for, because they don't realize they have purpose. And people get up and with that attitude, and some people don't want to live. But when you know you have purpose, you're like, I got goals. Purpose, out. That means I got goals. I got ideas. I got things to reach in my life. I don't know what they are, but there's something out there that I'm supposed to be doing more than I'm doing now. Purpose. Those are dreams. Those are goals. If you lose goals and dreams and expectations, you will die. You'll weather on away from here. If you think this is it, this is it where you at, this is it, this is all that life has to offer me, you are slowly going underneath. But when God put purpose inside of you, he'll show you your potential. He'll show you, I want you to be this. I want you to be a soul winner. Or I want you to do this. He'll show you what he has. Because only the things that you do for the Lord, them only things that last. Amen. Your job is going to be going out. Your family going to be going out. Your body might be going under. But if you got purpose, amen. That's what I don't agree with. I don't believe that we have to get Alzheimer's and all that mess. I don't believe that. I believe it might try to come against you, but I don't believe you have to receive it. Because the Lord said, I'll keep him in perfect peace whose minds are stayed upon. Who are you going to believe what God said or what you see? Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, your health. Glory to God. Yeah, you get a little older. Your hair get a little grayer. You might get a little stiffer. You might be going through in different areas of your body. Glory to God. But I believe if you seek God, God said the mind of the just is blessed. Amen. God's not going to have you bipolar. He's not going to have you crazy in your mind. And the Holy Ghost and the devil are not going to dwell in the same temple, because those spirits come from hell. Glory to God. And the spirit of God and the devil, all them other spirits come from hell. God is not about Alzheimer's. Amen. God don't have Alzheimer's. He don't have dementia. He don't have that mess. Glory to God. Those are spirits that will link themselves a hold of you if you don't stay close to God. Somebody give God the praise. Hallelujah. And you ain't got to be 99 to get it. Glory to God. Out of these young people, they getting it. Glory to God. Disobedient, not listening to the Lord, getting a schizophrenic, all them spirits, them are demons from hell. And the devil wants people to excuse. Oh, that's the man. Okay, you want to receive it and take it. You take it like a gift. You can have it. Glory to God. The devil is alive. Those are spirits from hell. If you don't know no different, you will believe this is what I'm supposed to have. That's a spirit from hell. Because if you're going to believe it like that, we all believe that we have to get that. The devil is a liar. How many know that God is the same today? His spirit is the same today and forevermore. Amen. That's right. Glory to God. God don't want us to be decrepit. Amen. If we obey him, we won't be decrepit. Because if we sit there and eat all what we want to, eat the wrong thing, don't get no exercise, don't get no sleep, everything, we will go decrepit. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. God not going to do what you can do for yourself. Somebody give God the praise. He said, I would keep him in perfect peace whose minds have stayed upon me. Yes, our minds get the rock and the devil get the fight in our minds and stuff. But you call upon the name of Jesus. You don't sit there and play with that stuff. You don't go back and forth in your mind. You say, Lord, help me. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. High that elbow shot. Somebody lift your hands up to the Lord. Glory to God. I want somebody to say something to me. When you're behind a pulpit, I need you to say something to me. I need you to preach right where I'm at. I don't need to hear about Daniel in the lion's den. I need you to help me in my den. I need you to tell me how I'm going to make it. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is a time. Amen. If anybody ever needed the Lord, they sure do need him now. This is a very serious time we're living in. Glory to God. Every time you look up, I mean, as soon as you turn on the TV, breaking news. I turned on TV this morning. Glory to God. Two young people got shot. As soon as you turn on the TV, something going on. Glory to God. And we just take it lightly until it hit our door. Jesus. Glory to God. I was looking at those babies and things of that, Sudan, Syria. That attack on them children. I mean, I don't know if anybody, I'm sure that most of y'all seen it. If you seen it, if you didn't see it, you need to go back and look and trace it up. It was horrible. Little bitty babies, innocent babies, people, innocent people. Somebody spilled, had a chemical. It was a chemical substance that somebody let down and killed all them people. Killed all, I don't know if I can't lost track of how many, but these little babies like this, you know, they're grasping for every breath to left. Then you got some that's laid out there already dead. This man, they had lights for everything on him. They showed everything. Anybody seen it? They showed everything. You need to pull it up. It just been a couple days. They steady talking about it. So we think, oh, that stuff over there, you better, it's good looking news. Sometimes find out what it might be right next door to you. Amen. That stuff is going on. This is going to come widespread. The little things we're hearing there, it's going to be widespread. We're going to hear it more frequently. I mean, that's evil on somebody's heart to do something like that. I don't know if they dropped it out from whatever, but it's chemical. This stuff just ate their bodies up. They're trying to spray the stuff off and couldn't get it off of them. Jesus. Look, even it just touching, just look at the little child, they're just like, that's waiting to take the last breath there, and so many of them over there just dead. The grown-ups just dead. Our bodies everywhere. Evil in people's heart. Glory to God. Sure do need the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. This is a good time for anybody to be saved in. Because he's your savior. I'm going to tell you, God is your savior. Nothing else out here will save you. Amen. I say, no, nothing out here it will be able to sustain you, to help you. Everything in the flesh is going under. Everything is going under. You can't even hold on to a friend or nobody. And you have a friend one minute, next minute, they gone. Amen. Everything is going underneath the current. But the Lord, he's a strong tower. The Bible says the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run in and they're safe. And that's what my confidence lie in. I don't have confidence in people. Amen. Sometimes you want to be among the know and something like you want to be, but I don't have confidence in people because people can't simply help you. God is the only one can help you. When you're going in, you're going through a surgery, or you're going to something, when you're going on down that hallway, people can go so far with you. They can't go all the way through with you when they put you out and everything. You don't know if you're coming back in. It's God. He's your strength. Amen. I seen a person not long ago, I didn't call him no name. Some of y'all might know. And they were not in here in this world. That means, I won't say they weren't in this world, but they weren't in their mind. I looked right there and seen them. They weren't there. They was going, couldn't even move their hands or nothing. You better not take God for lightly or for granted. It takes the Holy Ghost to snap you back in your mind. Snap you back to reality. It takes God to do that. Somebody give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. And in the book of Matthew, it said, come unto me. This is what Jesus is saying. When it's written in red, Jesus is speaking this. Come unto me, all ye that are labor. Anybody know what labor is? Labor is work. Whether your mind is laboring or your body is laboring, you know you work on this job, you labor, you get through, you about tired. You so tired. Sometimes you can get mentally tired. You do so much, your mental area, I think that's the worst is tired right there, the mental, because you can go lay down the body and get some rest and get recuperated. When your mind's tired, it takes a couple days to get it back in balance. Amen? Yeah. It said, come unto me, all ye that are worn out. That's what the Lord is saying. All ye that are exhausted mentally, physically, come unto me. God said, come this way. People run away from God, but God said, come to me. All that are labored and heavy laden, which means heavy burden. He said, come unto me, all that are laboring and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is saying, he's not just saying, I'm going to lay you down to sleep and lay your pillow, lay down on the pillow. He's saying, I'm going to give you rest. He said, come unto me, all ye that are laboring and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He speaks about rest for your soul. Because you can lay your body down and not be resting in your soul. And most time when you're not resting in your soul, it ain't always because you ate too much pizza. It ain't always because you ate too much food. Sometimes there's a lot of things going on in your soul you don't even know what's going on in your soul. It's a lot of stresses and all that. And you don't sleep well. Amen. A lot of people, they get about 4 or 5 hours of sleep. Then they go back and hit it again. They tell you that you need at least get 7 hours of sleep. Amen. You know, at least that amount of sleep. Because, and get good quality. You know, sometimes as I get a little older, sometimes I get good quality sleep, and sometimes my sleep is not good quality. I know when it's good quality. And I thank the Lord. I be like, oh, Lord, I slept good then. You know when you're sleeping good when you're not sleeping good. Yeah. Amen. If you're sleeping good, boy, it just recharges your whole body, mind, and everything. Yeah. And as I get a little bit older, there's some things I don't like to eat real late because I'm going to be up back and forth drinking stuff, going to the bathroom. That breaks your rest. And amen, after you done ate something too late, it's going to wait till you lay down to start doing all the digesting and all that twisting and flipping like a fish back and forth on one side of the bed, slipping it. You know, you learn your body, you learn not to do some things. Some things used to didn't bother you. Now all this stuff bothers you. Amen. So you can sit, look at somebody eat all the pieces they want to. You got to have enough to have sense. Now I can't do it. Amen. If I eat anything, I better eat up in a day where I can work it out. When you eat too much stuff and eat the wrong stuff, amen, you won't have no energy either. It'll drain your energy dry. Amen. I'm learning that too. I ain't saying that, dude, you see, eat all them potatoes and eat all that heavy stuff and you'll be laid to the bed like you're a bed. You won't want to get up and do nothing. And you won't have no endurance. The next day, you'll be out in 2 minutes. Amen. You got to eat. I'm learning too. You got to eat healthy foods to keep your energy and all that. Amen. So something we do to ourselves, but the Lord, he'll teach us. Amen. He said, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I'm going to give you some rest. God said, I'm going to lift that tension off of you. I'm going to give you rest mentally. I'm going to give you peace. I'm going to make you have peace and rest you happy. Amen. You got peace and rest. You're going to be happy. If your soul is resting, you can smile. Most people, they get up in the morning and they're not happy campers. Amen. The devil almost tell them, what's good about it? Somebody said, good morning, what's good about it? If they ain't getting no sleep. They're on edge and everything. Amen. They got to start off the day with that same mentality. Amen. 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 So it's like the Lord is saying, if you come unto me, all you that labor, and you're laboring real hard. In other words, you're not just physical labor. You're laboring in your thoughts. You're laboring in your mind. You're working. You're getting to work out day and night. Your mind never gets to rest. He said, come unto me. Give me that. Cast all your cares on me. Come and tell me about this. Lord, he's too busy. He got this and that. And that. Don't you know Lord can listen to you and everybody else say that? You better tell him if you want some help. Because if you tell people, all y'all going to do is change problems with one another. Yeah. And if you already got problems in your mind, I don't want you exchanging nothing with me. Amen. 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 You just ask, tell God about your problem. Yeah. Amen. It's coming to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He say, take my yoke upon you. Take me upon you. Take my way upon you. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's the key right there. People don't learn about God. They just read about him, but they don't learn about him. That means when God teaches you things, you do them. And you be obedient to him. And then you learn enough that I'm not going to do that again to make my problems worse. Amen? Learn about him. How do you learn about him? You learn about him by talking to him. If I never talk to a person, I'm not going to get to know some things about them. You got to relate with people to get to know them. Yeah. Amen. To get to know a friend, get to know a mate. You got to talk with them and get interact with them to learn how to learn some things about them. Amen. Yeah. And that's the way we learn about the Lord. You learn about the Lord by praying to him. By reading everything in his word. Not something. Everything in his word is him. This is if you don't have to see him, you just read this right here. That's his way. Amen. Because the Lord said, my ways are not your way. And we so far off track as the saints of God, we are, because the world don't know too much about this, but we are so far off. We just think everything we do, that's God's way. It's not God's way. Majority of the stuff we do, God don't even do it like that. And when I have a full schedule and I got to do this and that, I said, Lord, could you just take the slack out of this for me? Because I see, this is the way I see to do it. To do this and do that. And the way I do this and do that, I will be busy from sun up to sundown. I do it that way because I'm used to it. I'm beginning to say, Lord, show me a more perfect way to do that because I might not even have to do all that. When God get through helping you, you ain't even got to do half the stuff you do. Somebody give God the praise. Say, take my yoke upon you and learn. You got to learn. Just like you in school. You got some people, children and adults. If you just go there with your mind just floating all around, the teacher talking, and you're not going to learn nothing. When you're learning means I'm attentive. I push everything else and I'm listening. Learn of me. I'm learning of you, Lord. I'm learning your ways. I got my ear, even before I was pastoring, when I used to go, when I was a member in the seats, just like you are sitting in seats, and I wasn't a pastor or anything like that, I always went to church with my ears open, want to hear. I like to sing it and all that, but when it comes to the word, I was attentive. Why? Because when I leave there, I know wasn't nobody there to going to help me but the Lord. And I needed to hear what was being said so I can have something to fight against the devil with when he comes my way. Learning of the Lord. Reading his word. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm meek and lowly. The Lord is humble and his spirit is humble. He doesn't have an arrogant spirit or a harsh spirit. He's kind. His spirit is kind, meek, and lowly. So he said, learn of me because I am meek and lowly. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy labor, and I will give you rest. And he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and I am meek and lowly, and you shall find what? You shall find what? You shall find rest for your souls. He's saying, in other words, you might come to me in an uproar. You might got a lot of stuff going on with, but when you come to me, when I get through helping you, you're going to be calmed down. I'm going to calm you. I'm going to soothe you. I'm going to let you know that everything is going to be all right. Even though it might not look all right, but you're going to have peace. You know, when thoughts are running through your mind and you don't know what to do about situations, you don't know what decisions to make, and your mind is just racing back and forth, you got to, I know this week, I was like, Lord, I don't know how this is going to go, how that's going to go. I said, Lord, but I just stop everything right now, ask for peace. Amen. When you ask for peace, you leave it alone. You don't pick it back up and start messing with it. Amen. And it said, I will give you rest. He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. In other words, he said, come unto me, I'll ease your trouble. And the world need to hear that today. They think it's no hope out here. A lot of people think there's no hope. We all going to perish. You don't want to think like that. I don't know about you, but I'm not trying to perish. I don't want to go to a burning hell. I'm not looking forward to going to hell. There's enough hell down here. I want to go to a place where there's no more tears. There's no more sorrow. There's no more sickness. There's no more a place of peace. But it's not down here. But you can have it in your soul while you're down here. It said, be careful for nothing. In the book of Philippians, it said, be careful for nothing. In everything, not in something, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. God, he's saying, being careful. Being careful means I'm being cautious. I'm being cautious about what I think. I'm being cautious about worrying. I'm being cautious about you know, I'm being aware. In other words, I'm going to be cautious. I'm just going to let the devil bring everything upon me. Nothing upon me. I'm being watchful, cautious. I'm not going to, God, with your help, I'm not going to bring troubles on myself. If God said go somewhere and sit down and rest and unwind yourself and you keep on going, you aren't being careful. You're not being careful. Amen. And then sometimes when the devil throws something your way, you be thinking, well, the devil, no, you did it. Some things we open up a door for the devil to do. Everything that happens to you is not the devil. So you may have opened up doors for the devil. But you don't want to help the devil to beat yourself up. Amen. Being, he said, be careful. Being careful, be cautious, be watchful. It said, but in everything, not in some things, in everything, he said, by prayer, you must pray. People think prayer is not important, but you must pray. You don't have to be always in a certain position of prayer, but sometimes you do need to be down in a position of prayer. But that's not the only way you can pray. You can pray all the time. The Bible said pray without ceasing. Sometimes people, they get it all twisted. People that have been saved a long time don't even know that. I ain't have time to pray. They feel like the only reason I can pray is I get down on my knee. No, you're missing it. The devil defeating you. You pray whether you're on your way, going, or whatever way you have to do. You pray always. Pray without ceasing. You don't have to be. That's a good place to be. You do. God do want you to reference him and get down on your knees sometime. But you just pray. Have a prayer on your lips. You get it. I get in my car. Before I even go out to my car, I said, Lord, I bind the spirit of accident. Hurt. I'm in the habit of doing that now. Because I might forget when I get in the car. I'm praying all the time. Amen. Praying all the time. I get up in the morning talking to the Lord. I get up in the morning, especially if the devil, because sometimes as soon as you wake up in the morning, you're trying to wake up. You're trying to wipe your eyes. You're trying to wake up and the devil in your ear. Yeah. Telling you what's going on, what's happened the day before, what you got to deal with. You got to just shut all that down and say, Lord, I thank you first for waking me up in the morning and get out my ear, devil, with all the rest of that stuff. And Lord, bless my day. Confuse you and to stop listening to the devil, because he'll make you have a bad day before you even get out the house or dread the day. Amen. It said being careful for nothing, but in everything. It said in everything, not in some things, in everything, by prayer and supplication. In other words, I'm supplicating before the Lord. In other words, I'm making my request known unto the Lord. That's what we mean by prayer. He wants by prayer, prayers communicating with God, and supplication is, Lord, I'm making my prayer. My petition to you. I'm asking you for something. When I'm asking you, the Lord, for something, but we're making prayer before him. First, we're thanking him. Amen. That's the first thing is to thank him for seeing another day. Don't start just getting down and giving him a to-do list and start telling him all what you want him to do. Begin to say, Lord, I'm so glad that you helped me through that yesterday. Something might cross your mind like, Lord, if you wasn't on my side, well, I would have been messed up here. Amen. Lord, I sure do thank you. It's like, Lord, I would tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I sure do thank you. Lord, thank you for helping me. You know, sometimes the devil get in your way. He bring thoughts to your mind, tell you to handle situations this way, tell you to handle situations that way, tell you to, this person didn't mean you no good. You got to let them know, get them have a chip on your shoulder and all that. You got to shut all that down and say, no, I'm going to start my day off like that. Amen. And you get to praying and everything. I was praying about something last week. I didn't actually know it. Like everything just kind of came fast. I said, well, I don't know. You know, they might not be truly being honest with me, the way they doing, the way they talking. And I just sat there. I said, I don't have energies to be trying to figure people out and figure things out. So I just shut all that down. I said, Lord, you know the way I take. You know the ins and outs. Stuff. I wasn't even there. You know exactly what I said. But this created me a clean heart and a right spirit. Don't let me walk in there with a chip on my shoulder. This hit me. And that, you know, the Lord, he fixed that so well. I tell you, I was just skipping a beat around there. I almost was telling everybody, I might not see y'all. I'm about to come around. I said, oh, Lord, I said, Lord, slow me down. I'm doing too much of this. Sister Tiffany was over there. She heard me. And, you know, I'm like, I don't know how they handling this, but I tell you, y'all been some good friends to me. I said, I would probably feel really bad if they sit there and say, well, you know, we're just going to let you stay up here a little longer. I'm going to tell everybody I'm leaving. There's so many words. I said, but everything was happening so fast. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be here today or tomorrow. But I had a great day that day. Amen. The Lord, and I had called Sister tells her, I said, this keep me in prayer. And, you know, I know she had things going on with her too, but she sent a text back to encourage me. Because sometimes people think the pastor, this give me. The pastor don't go through that. You need to listen to what the pastor's saying sometime. Yeah. They might need help too. You want a good leader? Watch out for them. Amen. Am I right? Watch out for you. If you got your parents, you got good parents. You want to be here long? Watch out for them. Amen. Amen. Don't do them wrong. Don't dog them. Amen. Don't ditch them. Don't be so concerned about your problems that you don't have time to pick up the phone and see how somebody's leading you. You better do them right if you want to keep leading you. Amen. Be there for them any way you can be there for them. Let your priorities be in the right perspective. Like God, seek him before you seek anybody else. He's your first priority. Amen. God is your first priority. Amen. And then those that he used to help you. Amen. You don't bite the hand to feed you. You don't go slow with that. Amen. Amen. You be on the watch. Amen. I know when I was at my home church, I don't tell nobody nothing that I would do. I was very much there for my leader. And anyway, I may not be able to give him money and all that, but I was up praying for him all the time. And anything I could do, I assist a lot in the prayer line. I sit there and just try to soup everything up that he had. I help him in many ways in the church, doing different things, being a blessing to other saints. Amen. And that's what God, you put your hands on, using your hands to work. God, he can use you. He can trust you and use you. You don't want to never sip up under somebody. You got people that are blood suckers out here. You got people that you might even know that in your life, all they want to do is gimme, gimme, gimme. They never could bring nothing to you. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And they'll just suck everything out of you. You got to not let them do it. Amen? Somebody give God the praise. I heard T.D. Jakes say one time, it's true, he's speaking about confidants. Amen. You got confidants. Everybody's not a confidant. You got constituents, and the other word he used. You got different sets of people. You got to know who you got in your church. You got people that is going to be with you. They're going to be with you. They're going to hang in there with you. They're going to be, and you got some people that's there what they can get. And they'll be going down the way. Amen. Everybody's not going to be. So you got to be prayed up enough to know what's going on. Amen. 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 And then you help strengthen the hands that feed you. You'll eat better. Amen. Amen. Things are big. Amen. You provide food. Amen. In other words, even from your own home, you help put things in there. You're going to have a good home. Amen. You don't put nothing in there, your home falling down. Somebody give God the praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because I remember I was like I said, before I was a pastor, I was one that put my hands on to help any way that I could help in the church. Now, over here, God got different ways to help. Some people may help with their finances, but you still should help with your whatever you can do. Amen. Our last scripture, amen, I think we have already read that again, but being careful for nothing. This is like being careful for nothing and watchful and being prayerful and with supplication. And it said with thanksgiving. We pray, we make our request known unto God, but we thank God. Amen. We thank God. We don't just take from him. It's kind of what I was saying. People go, just take things, but be so grateful. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, Lord. Thank you for always what you've done. And it says, let your request be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And I know we've been in a lot of situations. I've been in a lot of situations where God's peace kept me, and I know if it wasn't for his peace, I would have lost my mind. There's situations you've been in that you'd like, if God wasn't watching on you, you would have no control. You would have been gone. Somebody give God the praise. Because like I got to say all the time, when we're asleep, most of the time we're in another world. You don't know if somebody come to your house or not unless you there's that noise wake you up out of your sleep. You don't know if somebody because somebody come and kill you or anything, or you can die in your sleep. Amen. It's God that watches over us. Amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds. I'm so glad that he didn't say just keep your heart, but just say keep your mind. Because he can keep your heart, but if your mind going to be troubled, I need peace in my mind as well as my heart. Amen. Keep your mind and heart through Christ Jesus. So we're done as we see. Here, we're done. Somebody give God a great big hand praise. Casting all your care. God don't want us running around here just like a chicken with his head cut off and we just wound up, we all out of control. And it's like the world is like that nowadays. People going crazy. Yeah. While you sleeping, people don't sleep. They walking around with guns to kill people and breaking people's house. I mean, that's not, no, they don't have peace, so they're going to destroy other folks. Yeah. And so the Lord has given us peace, and we better take advantage. There's peace. Amen. The Lord said there's no peace save God for the wicked, but there's peace for the people of God. God said, and the thing about it, he didn't say, I give you peace and I'll take it back from you. He said, I will keep you in perfect peace. Perfect means entire. No loopholes, nothing. I'll keep you in perfect peace. He said, but you got to do this. He said, you got to keep your mind on me. You know, somebody said, well, how do you do that? Well, how do you do that? I got to work. I got to do this. You can do all that and still keep your mind on the Lord. You got to learn to do that. Amen. You can't. You got to make sure. Don't let God get out of your equation. Don't let him get away from you. Keep him close to you in your equation. Somebody else ain't talking about the Lord. You keep him in your equations. Like, I don't know about them, but I know that I'm going to stay close to God. Because he's your protection. There's no protection in this world like the Lord. Amen. We can't walk around with safari suits and everything on trying to keep ourselves, you know, from somebody doing some harm to us. We got to go to the store. We got to do stuff like everybody else got to do. So we got to trust God that he's watching over me. Amen. And when you're trying to please the Lord, when you're out to strive to please the Lord, it's a certain amount of confidence that you just know that there's no weapon that's formed against me going to prosper. You just know. Is this something that you know? You feel that confident when you're interacting with the Lord. It's like we're not strangers. We're not estranged to one another. When you keep talking to him, and you don't have to actually just be saved to talk to the Lord. Because a lot of times God deal with people before they get saved and they start talking to the Lord and they don't know if that's God talking to them. They talking to God and deal with it. Amen. The scripture says, a lot of people take that scripture run off and say, God don't hear a sinner's prayer. But they leave the other part off. It says, if he be a worshiper of God, if that person be a worshiper of God, in other words, that person is acknowledging God, God do hear him or hear them. The devil is a liar. Because see, back in the day, they didn't tell people, explain those things to people. And see, right now, folks is gone so far gone out here in the world. You can't preach something to them and it's so hard that they can't even comprehend and understand how they're gonna do that. You got to meet people right at where they at, outside the door, not to the door. You got to meet them outside the door. Amen. If they got tattoos from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, they got 12 earrings in their ears. You got to meet them at the door and help them. Amen. You can't help them. Well, you got to get in here and be baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost before I can say anything to you. They may die in their sins. You got to be able to have some power to reach them. Amen. They're not going to come in here looking like you, acting like you. Amen. They're going to come in here with their minds messed up and stuff. You got to be able to roll your sleeve up, spiritual sleep with God's help and work with them. Amen. And I'm willing to work with people as long as I see that they working. Amen. And I mean, the Bible said, work whilst day and night come, no man to work. But I'm not going to work by myself. And I'm going to use my energies up by myself. Y'all better see you working. I'm going to work with you. We both working. Amen. Amen. Somebody give God the praise. Amen. How many thank the Lord for the word? Amen. Amen. I see you working. We both going to work. Amen. Amen. Ain't no one day we're going to get down here and work. Amen. Amen. You're going to work. You're going to do everything you need to do. Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. I thank God. I haven't been past that long, but he make me very wise. We all gonna work. Amen. Gonna work. Everybody stand. Amen. Let's give God the praise.
Amen. Thank you.
How many thank the Lord for the word?
Amen.
Amen. When you're getting up preaching to people, and this is just something to help us here. You preparing. It's like preparing a meal. Preparing a meal for God's people. Amen. You got to get some time before the Lord. And you know, and prepare yourself before you come to people. If not so much just preaching the word over the pulpit, even you're a teacher, whatever, you got to give off some time to the Lord and give what the Lord is saying so you can help people. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. I don't like that. That's why I say everybody can't feed me. Because sometimes you got a lot of issues and stuff going on in your life. Everybody can't feed you. Yes. Don't give me a little Jell-O and leave me hanging. The Jell-O is not going to do nothing for me. Because I go and I'm going to have to get something to eat behind that Jell-O. Come on, give God a praise. Amen. I was telling the Lord today, I said, Lord, I was just, you know, this song was playing on Pandora. And I was already in prayer. And I just lift up my hands. I give myself away. You got to give yourself away to the Lord that you can come back and help people. Amen. If I sit there and just doing everything I want to do. Even if you take care of your business, when it comes to giving God's people something, well, you got to go get something to give. Because no, not only are you going to give them something, you're giving yourself something too. Don't you know every time you help somebody, you helping yourself?
Amen.
So then what that means? That means if you don't help nobody do nothing, God can't use you for nothing, you're not helping yourself. Because every time you help yourself by witnessing to somebody or being there for somebody or counsel with somebody, help somebody, God is giving you more. Like the people that had the talents, the you know, the Bible. The ones that didn't do nothing with the talents, he took it away from them. So when you using, utilizing what God's giving you, he going to add to you. Why he going to add to you? Because he knows you're going to do something with it. You don't do nothing for nothing. Nothing for nothing, leaves nothing. And what happens? You'll be dry, empty yourself. Come on and give God the praise in here.